know everybody here's been dying to get back to Rosemont Street. That road was made of flesh, and now it's dead, and now it's beat. The sun burnt past every rock across the street from that cracked lot.
Oh boy, I've got a cock, and guess what? No one sits on it. Ding dong, flingy flong. Guess what, baby? I'm in a thong.
You pulled that one off.
Hot treat, lick the meat.
Sure.
I think I did all right with that one. That was okay.
We pulled it off.
Hey, you guys. Welcome to another episode of How Sad Is the Podcast?
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm always wondering is, you know, who? Hold on, I gotta reset.
Oh,
this thing fucked me all up.
Okay, that's fine. Who let the dogs out? I ponder that.
That's what I was gonna ask. Yeah.
Socrates, who?
God damn it! I'll redo it here. Hold on. I wasn't in the right mindset or the right kind set.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Do
I know where I'm even supposed to be? I have no clue where these fucking things are.
What are you looking for?
Fucking Ric Flair.
Oh. No, I think you're right. Yeah.
Don't do it yet. Yeah, okay. Yeah. This is all wasted now, but it's okay. Hey,
we'll,
you guys.
We'll cut it in post. We'll
guess
cut
what?
It,
you know? I don't want to cut it. I might cut it.
Don't cut it.
Hey, you guys. Hello and welcome to another episode of How Sad Is the Podcast. Hey, who let the dogs out?
Yeah.
It was supposed to go better. Who let the dogs out? Woo, 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 woo.
Yeah. And Rick was like, I think I figured it out. It was
even that fat one.
It was that.
Yeah, she did it. Yeah.
Even that fat
even
dog.
Even that fat dog. Who let that fat dog out?
Oh, my name is Jacob Allen Kuban, starting strong as always.
Yep.
And with me, to my left, the devil's reject.
Ooh, wow.
The one.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't know. I was trying to think.
Okay,
what do they say for the left hand devil's devil's turkey baster? What do they call the left-handed people are the
they're like the what is that idle hands make? Devil's instrument?
No,
playground
devil's something playground else where it's like the left hand is like the devil's hand or some shit.
Oh yeah, yeah. Something. Yeah, they used to kill like people who are left-handed.
Yeah. Whatever. To my left is I don't know, my partner in slime.
Wow, I like that.
Nickelodeon.
Yeah, I'm always covered in slime.
The one, the only, the underwear taker.
Oh, it's me, Casey. I'm a glass blower. A Todd glass blower.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He'll take you up on that.
Sure, probably. Well, yeah, I mean. Yeah.
You old fat bitch!
Why not?
Hey.
You fat bitch!
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
Sucking a nice, mean cock.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you, he's a nice guy, but he plays mean.
Yeah.
You know?
I think he's funny. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll find out. I start Monday, so. Wouldn't let me have a holiday weekend.
No.
Nope. He's like, hey.
I'll be lighting some fireworks off.
Yeah.
In your butt.
Yeah, I got some sparklers for you. Can you cam around in your anus?
He calls it an anus?
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, he's very, very, anatomically correct.
Okay.
Yeah, instead of PC, he's AC.
Air conditioner.
Yeah.
He's an air
conditioner. Yeah.
He sits on chairs backwards and says anus all the time. Yeah. You might hold this sparkler in your ass and just pulls up a chair. Hey, bud.
Yeah.
Just got a favor to ask. It's no big deal. Not a big thing. You mind holding these sparklers in your anus?
Yes.
And then the dinner bell rings.
Anything for you, Todd. Yeah, he's playing the triangle with his butt too.
Saved by the dinner bell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man.
I'm kicking my ass. Do you mind?
All right.
Oh man.
Let me get this thing started.
It's been a crazy time since the last podcast, you guys.
Yeah.
We've done so much.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that feels good.
Yeah, man. I'm starting to perk up a little bit. I was feeling like trash last week. I felt like trash.
I changed my shorts.
Oh, yeah, you did. And, wardrobe change.
But I was trying to find my really short ones. I can't find them.
Oh, no.
But, like, these ones are lighter, but they don't breathe.
Yeah, they don't breathe.
They don't breathe at all. Yeah. And now I feel like I just sweated up
mm-hmm.
a new pair of shorts.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan. I'm spying some shorts. I'm going to switch again.
Are you?
You got something to talk about?
Yeah, I got something to talk about. So a couple Fridays ago, just, you know, in a weird mood, I was like, I'm just going to go for a walk, maybe try out a new bar and try to write a little bit.
Oh, yeah. And, you were checking out a new place.
Yeah, I tried to go to this place called it's like Sassafras Saloon or something like that. It's over on...
I dig the name.
Yeah, yeah.
It's harder out here, though.
Yeah.
Like, cool names mm-hmm. doesn't always mean... Yeah. Sometimes it's like super gimmicky. Like.
Yeah. Yeah, and like... It's not too far from us, but it's in a busier part of town. Like, it's
ooh,
on
I
Vine
like these.
Street, you know? Yeah.
These are all right. Ooh. These are pretty all right.
You breathing?
Yeah. Cotton.
Ooh, okay.
All right.
Yeah, all right. Sorry. You dig it. No, it's cool. Yeah.
Fuck you, dickhead!
you interrupted me.
That was completely random. Yeah. No, yeah, so
Sassafras Lounge?
Sassafras Saloon.
Saloon.
Yeah, I think it's like... So I get there. I walk there. It's like a mile and a half from us. Not, you know... Nice walk on a Friday.
Especially with it cooling down a smidge at the night times.
Yeah. And
well, that's a rough deal though with having to wear pants. Were you wearing pants?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, I
it's a rough trade.
Yeah, I took off like I brought my jacket and then a hoodie and I took those off immediately and just walked.
You usually don't run so hot though, right?
That night I was running really hot. Okay. Yeah. I think it was because I had like a couple beers too, so I was just sweating.
Ah,
yeah,
gotcha.
But yeah, on my way there, I was fucking like, I got like a block from our house, and some little kid was like playing like in the house or whatever, and like all the windows were open, and he's like by the window, and he's like, and like I walk by, and he's like, hello, hey, and, I had my headphones in, but I was like, I'm not gonna say hi to a little kid, and he's like, hey, I'm trying to talk to you, Mr. Tight Pants. And I was like, whoa, I'm going to fucking kill this kid.
Also, those are none of the things. That sounds like a To Catch the Predator setup.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
To Catch a Predator. Yeah. You're fucking just out there.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm talking to you, Mr. Tight Pants. Yeah.
I'm a little boy. Come talk to me. I'm trying to be your friend, Mr.
You're like,
Tight
I didn't even,
Pants.
I didn't even see a little boy in the window at all.
I think he said girl pants. I think that's what
wow.
it was.
Oh, wow. He was dogging you.
Yeah, yeah. Also, very problematic.
That's a good way to get fucked, though, too.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. I understand.
No, yeah,
it was too far.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm hurt.
Yeah.
I'm a girl, am I?
Yeah, yeah. It was. Yeah, all that right. that was strange. But anyway, so I show up to that bar and it's packed. Like I think like
is it brand new?
I don't know if it's new, but like they definitely like there's definitely been some work done to it. I think it's like kind of like a New Orleans theme. It's like that like kind of it looks a lot like that bar we went to. Yeah. In North Hollywood. So it looked really cool, but
stinky?
Like,
oh, you didn't even go in, so you don't know if it was stinky or not.
I popped my head in, and yeah, they also had like a thing. It's like, you got to wear pants. There's a strict dress code and shit like
oh,
that.
Oh, was there?
Yeah, I was like dressed for it anyways.
Especially
but,
there's
like,
a bunch of fancy boys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
in
dude.
There.
It looked like a very hip crowd. So I was like, fuck this shit.
That's one of the things, and I think I interrupted when you were saying this, is it's in a way more, I don't know. I mean, we're in West Hollywood, which is pretty hip, but like not until you get down far enough or you start getting up closer to Sunset
this
or Hollywood because like we could go up La Brea, take a left at the Target on what is that, Santa Monica?
Yeah, Santa Monica.
And then once you go down Santa Monica, you start to see it starting to get a little more hip.
Yeah.
It's
a
little hipper than it is over here. Mm-hmm. But down Melrose, we have like clothing shops and like weird little stores, but it's not like too hip.
Yeah.
Because, well, I don't know. We don't really eat at any of the places.
No.
Because they're real fancy.
And super expensive.
Yeah, yeah. They're just fancy and expensive. But then the places that aren't fancy and expensive don't have that hip crowd, really.
Mm-hmm.
Like Snake Pit Ale House is never crazy.
No.
It's never got that clientele. Yeah. Darkroom's never like that. It's got kind of the Darkroom has that weird feel of like a Stella's in the sense of like
just it'll kind of have an eclectic mix.
Like it'll have like the weird crew during like the non-busy, but when it's busy, there's some real like bro-y mm-hmm. douchey kind of shit going on.
Yeah, you get a lot of people from Groundlings over there.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, and then Groundlings crew and shit.
Yeah. It's yeah.
But
it's,
then once
it's,
you get over to Vine,
yeah. Melrose is a little more like, I feel like, touristy, I guess. I don't know.
I could kind of see that. But, yeah. I mean, I think people out here that it's like a thing to say you live on Vine or like near Vine or once you're starting to get
definitely.
So Sassafras is probably what, like,
it's
a block away from Sunset and Vine.
Yeah.
Which is Sunset and Vine. You've got Sunset and Hollywood are parallel
Hollywood
to
and
each
Vine
other.
Is
and
where
those are the
Kid Rock hangs out.
Hey.
Spending all my time at Hollywood and Vine.
Is that what he says?
Cowboy. Yeah.
Hollywood and Vine is in a decent amount of songs, isn't it?
Probably.
I think Childish Gambino says Hollywood and Vine.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. In one of his things.
Yeah. Yeah, it gets real fancy up there. And yeah, it looked like a cool place, but it was just packed, so I didn't go in. So then I
was like, there a cover?
No.
Okay. No,
it was just, I was looking at the bar and like it was like, yeah, like a restaurant and shit.
We'll
so
go check
like,
it out during the week sometime. Yeah, maybe that'll be neat.
Yeah, it looks like a decent place.
Because we go to bars so much during the week.
It looks like a decent place to like hang out. Tell me about it,
Stud. Sorry.
No, yeah. Yeah, but I was just like, I can't get a seat, so I'm just going to go to a couple trusted bars that we've been to before.
What was your first choice?
Well, like, I was like, I'm going to go to the Woods because like I can sit there and write and it's never usually too busy. But
that
was
that's
like,
another like mile then, right?
Yeah. So I just walked down fucking Sunset and shit. It was like, yeah. But then I was like, well, I'm in the neighborhood and I haven't been there in a while because I know it's going to suck.
Because
it sucks now. I'm going to go see.
Only.
Yeah, I'm going to go see how much it sucks. And I walked in, paid $10 for a well whiskey and soda, and it sucked. And then I left after that and then went over to the Woods and just hanging out, you know, minding
my own
business.
Woods is so cool.
Yeah.
I dig the Woods so much.
Yeah, it's super chill.
The Woods is like one of the rarest... Like it's, I was talking to Nikki about this when Nicole and Nikki were in town about how, we were at Snake Pit and I was like, technically this is a dive bar here.
Yeah.
And he's like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that's just kind of what it is. Like the dive bars here aren't really dive bars.
They look,
but you can find some,
drawing room.
I would say drawing room probably is one, but there was that one that we went to before that show downtown LA.
Oh yeah, that was a dive.
Where I was pretty sure that most people didn't even speak English in it. That was a really dive bar. That was the like cool dive bar sense of like, listen, this is what we have. You can buy chips.
Yep.
On here.
Cup of noodles.
I don't think they had a liquor license either because it was only beer.
Oh,
right?
I don't know.
I think it was only beer, and then they had like a toaster oven.
Yeah.
For something. And then didn't they have like cup of ramen?
Yeah, that cup of noodles.
Cup of noodles, yep.
Yeah.
And I dig that. That was neat.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people in there.
No. Yeah, it was a fun
it's
place.
It's too cheap. You don't get to show off your wad.
Yeah.
You know?
It's probably cash only.
Yeah, I think it
like
was.
A lot of places. Yeah. The dive bars out here are very like calculated to be like to look a certain way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Woods, I think, would technically be considered a dive bar, but they're very well maintained.
Yeah, they
it's never super dirty in there.
No, they have a fucking DJ on DJ, Jesus.
Yeah,
they have a DJ on Saturdays too, so that's a little whack. But
I'm sure that's the kind of thing, like a touristy town though, where it's like the weekends for a dive bar out here are like a Grand Haven, where it's like all year round, none of these stores get much business.
Yeah.
But then in the summer, that's when they make all their money.
Mm-hmm.
So the summer is the weekend for these bars.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, we got to bring in the celebration.
It's the freaking weekend, baby. I'm about to drink me some. Come.
I'll give you the old smoochy, smooch, kissy, wissy.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah. So I got there probably 9:30 or whatever.
Let me just one more thing. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
It's just because it bums me out. That we only got like maybe a good 2 months out of Adults Only.
Yeah,
before
it
went to shit.
Full blown dance club.
Because it's so cool, and I mean, I think it was more surprising to me the way that it looked inside, but it was like a neat surprise.
Yeah.
Because you walk through, and the clientele that you would expect when you walk through a cool like haggard VHS store, and then there's hardcore porn playing and shit.
Yeah.
Isn't like this like douchey pop collar nightclub crew.
Yep.
But then that's kind of all that they put out once you get in there.
Want, yeah.
Once you get in there, it looks totally different than like a I wish they would have kept the whole thing going.
Yeah.
Like the whole theme would have been neat.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah, it's a letdown. It's wasted potential.
Luckily the Woods.
Yeah, the Woods
is
cool,
Woods,
yeah.
So
yeah.
All right, sorry.
Oh, it's
so
cool.
You get there around
I don't know, whatever. I'm sitting there like I'm just sitting at the bar like by myself. There's like,
and you're at the woods now cuz you, yeah. How long were you, you said you went to the dark or the adults only for
one drink. Yeah, like
spent 10 bucks.
Yeah, like 15 they're, minutes maybe. Yeah.
Their well whiskey is Four Roses.
Yeah. I was like,
which is delicious. Yeah. It's like one of my go-to whiskeys, bourbon.
I saw them pouring that and I was like, it's going to be expensive.
Yeah.
And like also like the, I mean, they pour a little better at the woods, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got a the old they flush the
stronger
bottle.
Yeah.
That's such a dirty trick though, to be like, let me get well whiskey in this and like,
yeah,
or a well of anything.
Uh-huh.
And you don't expect to spend more than $6, $7.
Yeah.
Especially because you got it on the rocks.
Yeah.
Or with soda.
Soda. Yeah.
You shouldn't spend more than $7 for a well. And then for them to be like, oh, well, this is our well.
Yeah. Oh, well, fuck me.
Yeah, that's what exactly. I said. And then you're like,
just tell me what you want me to fuck.
That's like, how I have to pay for it. Yeah. I'm broke now.
They're like, yourself. Go fuck yourself.
Exactly.
All right. So you're at the woods. I apologize.
There's like 10 people there, maybe. Everyone's kind of spread out. And like, I'm just sitting at the end of the bar by myself and just, you know, drinking, writing a little bit. And I'm there for, I don't know, I was probably there for like, probably like 2 hours at least, I think. Hour and a half.
Hot,
I mean,
steamy 2 hours.
Yeah. And probably like 20 minutes before I left, this guy wanders in and he sits right next to me.
Uh-huh.
First thing I notice, he fucking smells.
Stinky boy.
Like BO. Oh. Really bad BO.
No.
And I'm like, it is kind of hot out. Like maybe you walked here or whatever. But I was like, also like,
That's like a week long BO though, isn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty strong. And also like, why'd you have to sit right next to me, man? Like, there's a ton of other spots. Yeah. And so he comes in and I like...
How long does it take, do you think, for you to not smell stuff?
I don't know, man.
Because I know people talk about that where they're like...
I don't want to find out.
Like, where they're like, you know, everybody's place has a smell that they don't smell in it.
Yeah.
Because you're just used to it.
Yeah.
But like yourself, I wonder if that's a thing where like you don't smell. I smell my own BO.
Yeah, me too.
I know when it's my BO.
Yeah.
I don't hate the smell, but I don't like it.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, oh, yo, you should wash your pits.
Yeah.
Homie, like.
I don't know. All right.
I'm sorry.
The science on it is, as they say. Nope.
Maybe he was.
Shut up.
Smell blind.
Yeah. Smell blind.
Yeah.
I used to know what that word was. That term, who cares?
Smellicophilia.
Yeah,
that's just being afraid of smells.
Right.
Sorry,
I like it. Yeah,
I'm making this a long story.
Oh, it's cool. Yeah. So then I was like, I gotta look at this fella, and he was like, I want to say like 5'4".
Okay.
Very tiny, thin man
standing on his chair.
Yeah, he was just like, all right, give me a sippy cup of whiskey, and so he comes in.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah. He just gets a Budweiser, respect that, and so he pays for the drink, and then he's like, he flags down the bartender. He's like, excuse me, Miss Bartender, I requested a song on the jukebox.
That's how he sounded?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's like, can you tell me what's going to play? And she's like, I don't know, it's kind of like just random, like I don't like it.
It's like one of those touch tunes, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And also any karaoke machine.
Yeah.
But also, but with touch tunes is if you put in something and there's nothing else after you, somebody else can skip you by paying more.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, we don't like, it's not,
we can't control
give
it.
Up. Yeah. It's not up to us. She's like, it depends on how many songs there are in the queue. And he's like, well, it's a special weekend and I'm in the military and I need to hear the song that I requested. And she's like, okay, it might come up. And then like, literally 5 seconds later, I just hear a drum roll, and he's like, oh, here it is, and he pops up, and then he, like, stands, like, straight, and then puts his head down.
Oh, no.
And then the national anthem starts playing.
What?
Yeah, and I was just like, I've never heard, for one, I didn't think a jukebox would have
I was just
going to
say that same thing.
Yeah, and then, I've never heard someone play the national anthem. I mean, it is July 4th weekend, I'll give him that.
It was.
Yeah, it was, but, was not expecting that, and he stood there for the duration of the song and then saluted and sat back down and had his drink. I don't know. I left after that, but yeah.
We should have had you tell this story last week.
Yeah, that's fine. Because
this premiered on the last week's episode was on the 4th.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know.
Hey.
It's okay.
A couple of stinkers over here.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Hindsight's
my ass.
Brown eye is... Yeah. 2020.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So that was it for that one. Just a smelly man requesting a smelly Marine.
Is that what he said? He was a Marine.
He's like, I'm in the military. That's all he said.
Okay.
Yeah. So smelly.
I don't know, man. I've only met a couple Marines, but they're pretty serious. I bet you they have a decent cleaning routine too.
Not only that, I was like, he was a tiny man. Like, I mean,
for the Marines especially.
Yeah.
I wonder what the tiniest Marine
is. He didn't look very muscular either. He just looked like a tiny ass dude. So.
When I think of Marines, I think of like just like the baddest motherfuckers. Yeah. Like every Marine I've met has been like pretty hardcore.
Yeah, they're intense. They're very intense people. I had a hockey coach that was a Marine.
Yeah, I mean, it's just because they have to go through so much to become Marines.
Yeah.
Like your body can only handle so much.
Yeah.
Huh. I don't know anything that goes into it. You know, so I'm not trying to talk out of turn.
We'll see what comes out of it. Semen.
My neck and my back.
That's the Navy, I think. You're thinking of the Navy.
Yeah.
That's what comes out of all that training.
That's true. Speaking of training, you got anything else?
I don't think so. I got something I got a little excited about.
Let's hear it.
I found out Teddy's girlfriend told me about this thing at the Dodger Stadium. Teddy is my brother-in-law. Nikki's brother.
Oh.
You met him at the...
Yeah, I forgot his name already. Yeah.
Teddy.
Ted Kaczynski.
His girlfriend, Lori.
And, I remember Lori, yeah.
And she was telling me about... Hold on, I just got anxiety because the cursor is on the record button and I don't want it to accidentally...
Yeah, that would be... Come harder just
because... She was telling me that the Dodgers have tickets in the right field...
Yeah.
The right outfield. All you can eat Dodger dogs.
Okay.
How the fuck have I not heard of this?
Yeah.
Those are like $6 dogs.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I looked up the tickets and she was telling me, she's like, I don't even think they're that much. I thought she was going to say like $50.
Yeah.
Which I was still like, for a game.
Yeah.
And to kind of be away from the crowd because you're in like a totally different section.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It's not great to, if you want to watch the game.
Yeah.
I'm not even watching the game though ever. Like,
no.
And I think it probably sucks to even see the Jumbotron.
Yeah.
But if you're going to hang out and kind of be a part of the atmosphere, which is what I like about it, and the hot dogs and shit, it's like apparently $30.
Damn.
Depending on the game, $30 to $40. All you can eat.
Yeah.
$6 dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A normal ticket would probably cost, I want to say, let's go cheap, 20. 50, we'll say 15. Just for the sake of it. 15 for kind of decent seats. Better than right outfield, I would say.
Yeah. I'm going to say way more than 15. But
I think I heard someone saying you can get them for like $15.
Really?
But they're like nosebleed.
Yeah, they're probably playing like the, I don't know who sucks. The Tigers, they suck.
Oh, I think it's hard to get Tigers tickets.
Yeah?
I think we're out of luck, too. I don't know how the baseball season goes or anything.
It's
I was trying to look
long
up,
and gay.
But I don't think they're playing the Tigers again at all.
Oh, yeah? I don't care.
I don't know.
About baseball at all.
But, okay, so $6 dogs. So that would, I mean, that would be five. I would only have to eat five Dodger dogs.
That's it?
I ate four the last time I went.
Yeah. You eat five and in your sleep.
And I stopped because I couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
And then I was reading shit online. And somebody like, I wish I would have gotten into this before it's so hard now, but like just writing a blog about shit and so you get to go do stuff for free or whatever.
Yeah.
This guy was like, I'm going to do the all you can eat challenge, not challenge, but like the all you can eat seats and tell you if it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, are there veggie options? And there's like pretzels and nachos and there's a bunch of shit. I wish I would have written it down actually. Shit I should have done. But he was like, the only downside is it doesn't include beer. And I was like, well, no shit.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Beer's $12
probably. No one's gonna do that, you fucking idiot. Like, you want a bunch of fucking drunken assholes in the right field, like, falling over the fence and shit.
Yeah.
Like, but, so beer's not included. Beers are like $8 or some crazy shit like that.
Hmm.
Maybe 10. Probably. Yeah. I think they were around 8.
Yeah, 8 sounds about right.
I think it was like 8 because every time I'd go up for two dogs, it was like 12 and then 16. So it was it was too much.
Yeah.
28 bucks for two Dodger dogs.
Do they have Dippin' Dots? I like Dippin' Dots.
They do have Dippin' Dots. Yeah,
they have Dippin' Dots. Can you get them in the helmet?
They got helmet ice
Fuck
cream.
Yeah.
I don't think they have Dippin' Dots in the helmets.
Wow, you know what I have to say to that?
Tell me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Because you're black?
Actually, I don't think so.
I want to kiss you.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
I think I'm going to do it. The guy was like, I don't know, man. That was the other thing. They only give you two dogs at a time. And I was like, who cares?
Double fisting.
Yeah. I'm like, what am I going to walk back to my seat with four hot... I mean, I would, but...
Like Dumb and Dumber when he's carrying all the fucking... Who's yeah. got the roast beef au jus?
Au jus. Foot long. Who's got the foot long?
Yeah, very funny.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to fucking go. I'm going to crush through. I was thinking about it. I think I'm just going to go by myself.
Do it, man.
I'm just going to go by myself. I'm going to go by myself, and I'm going to get on Craigslist. I'm going to hire a videographer.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm going to be like, you watch.
Have Tony make that his next short film.
You just watch, yeah.
Good on film.
It's going to cost you $600 because I'm going to have you record it all on 16 millimeter. Yeah. And it's just me eating hot dogs.
Yeah, a man eats hot dogs.
Yeah.
Alone in Echo Park.
How many do you think I could get through in a game?
They're footlongs, right?
Yeah.
Dude, I don't even want to. I don't know.
I got through four just out of kicks.
Dude, you ate like fucking third grade version of me. You ate 4 feet. I was taller than 4 feet in third grade, but yeah. Yeah, you ate a toddler.
Mm-hmm.
And hot dogs.
I mean, if he was real skinny.
Yeah.
Just height, though. I just ate what they measured the toddler with, pretty much.
Yeah, you ate Vern
Troyer.
Just
a foot-long meat tube.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
That's how I was measured.
Yeah.
I was measured every 6 inches by my dad's...
penis?
No, his six-inch ruler.
That was tattooed on his penis.
That was tattooed on his penis, yeah.
Ballpark Frank's all beef.
My neck and my back.
You know, that's where he came.
Somebody has this. There's a pretty funny Twitter account called Gay Michael Jordan. It's pretty funny, but like it's just the same thing over and over.
Gay Michael Jordan.
Yeah, every tweet's like, I'm the best at basketball, and I'm also great at sucking cock, shit like that. It's
you guys remember
funny.
When I got 8 NBA titles?
Yeah.
Well, how about when I sucked 8 dicks in one night?
It's shit like
Ding,
that.
Ding, like that's all.
Yeah, it's fucking it's pretty.
What's the matter with you, boy? You too stupid.
But yeah, I don't know where I was going with that. But
I don't know either. It's funny though.
Funny, yeah. You should check it out.
Nuh-uh. I called it first.
Oh, okay. I won't check it out then.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of people that just tease and will never please.
Well, eat our 4 feet of hot dog.
Yeah, come on. Somebody sign up to get on this fuck train.
Yeah.
I almost played the wrong thing, too.
You will never stick your penis inside this human. WFMs, they wouldn't fuck you, but you wanna fuck them. WFMs, they wouldn't fuck you, but you wanna fuck them. Got no money, got no muscles, plus you're too ugly. Oh, the wouldn't fuck me's. Got no money, got no muscles, plus you're too ugly. Oh, the wouldn't fuck me's.
I've got muscles, Greg. Would you fuck me?
Oh, I wish we recorded this on video.
Yeah.
That would have been a good one.
I came in hot on that
you
one.
Came in just fucking... What's that one video of that dog that does the like...
The oh my God.
No,
that one? Or the chipmunk?
The like shake dog that comes back. He does like the shake away from the camera. He's like, oh, what are you talking about? Like, and it's
I don't remember.
Bitch, I know
one.
You didn't say that. I don't know. Something silly.
I don't
silly.
Know that one. Oh my God.
Oh my
God. I fuck dogs.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
You know what they say? Yeah.
Breed, breed, breed.
This first lady, Zoe Dutch. I don't know. Yeah. Zoe Dutch oven. She wouldn't fuck me. I don't know. She's an actress. She was in some movies and shit. So these are all just puns on the movies she was in.
You don't even set them up either.
No.
All right.
I can't really tell you what movies she was in.
You don't want to give them away.
Yeah.
I gotcha. I do the opposite. I think I just give them away too quick.
She was in, what's that guy's name? Richard Lancaster? Is that his name?
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She was in Everybody Wants Some.
Oh,
I didn't
see
that. Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it.
Is it good?
I don't know. I don't think
That's
so.
That's what I heard. Yeah. I heard like a lot of people really liked it, but then like I talked to like people like I respect and they're like, no.
Yeah. I watched
it's got like a 94 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I disagree. Yeah. I could have just used two things we have in here.
Yeah.
For that.
Mitch Thalen was like, that was the biggest piece of shit.
I disagree.
Yeah. Yeah, I watched it when I was in Seattle visiting my friend Lauren, and we both watched it while we were like really hungover. And we're both like, this is pretty sexist, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
like right. heavy sexist, right? And and we were talking about it. I was like, hey, and I know like there's supposed to be that not suspension of disbelief, but the set of like, oh, well, that was the times or something. Yeah. But even then it was very like, and honestly, it was probably accurate.
Yeah.
Because it was like a fucking frat house for the the baseball team.
Yeah.
So it was probably accurate, but at the same time, it was like, ew.
Yeah.
Like, it was a little rough.
Yeah. I'm not a big Dazed and Confused fan.
No, I always thought it was all
like,
right.
Kind of that. Like
I mean, it's the same director.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not a big fan of that movie. Anyways.
I mean, was that the comeback? Like, he hasn't done anything but those two, really, right?
No, he did Boyhood. But, like,
really?
Yeah. I had heard that was like his.
Richard Linklater.
Linklater, yeah. I heard that like Everybody Wants Him was like the most like,
oh wow, he did,
comparative to like, it's the most similar to fucking Dazed and Confused.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that.
So he's done a bunch of shit.
He did Waking Life and Scanner Darkly too.
Oh really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that was him.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Are
either.
You serious?
I don't know. Oh, he did Bernie too.
Yeah,
I didn't finish that, but that was fun. What I saw.
I didn't know he fucking did Scanner Darkly.
Yeah, he did Me and Orson Welles. I didn't see that. Fast Food Nation.
I didn't see
he
that.
He did a Scanner Darkly. He did Bad News Bears.
Oh yeah,
Baseball
Bob. Yeah,
Before Sunset.
After
he did School
Sunset.
Of Rock.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
I thought that was Mike White.
Oh my gosh, no, he just wrote it. I think.
Wow.
Yeah, Mike White wrote. Okay. Richard Linklater.
Wow. Okay.
Man, Woody, I feel so bad for Woody to listen
well,
to.
Well, maybe you can send me some hands.
He
so
did,
I can wipe my ass.
Oh, he
time.
Did Slacker.
Really? The one with Jason Swartman?
No.
He got hit by a truck.
No, this was more of like the it's like shot in like little vignettes kind of thing, I think.
Oh, okay.
I think I only saw it once.
Gotcha.
Woody's so mad right now. Well, what did it, I wish I knew. What was it that I told you he sent me? He's like I have like a heart attack every single time you guys talk about movies and get, or every time you get a movie reference wrong.
Yeah.
He's like, I have like a mini heart attack.
Well,
he did Before Sunrise.
Yeah. That's a whole series.
This dude did
with Ethan Hawke.
Yeah. Shit. He's done a ton. I'm an idiot.
Yeah,
Suburbia,
man.
Newton Boys, Tape. Never heard of that.
Nope.
I've used it. Told shit together. Oh. All right.
to tape my dick back
to my leg.
Yep. Kiss my ass! So Zoe Dutch, she was in Everybody Wants Some, and she wouldn't fuck me, not even if everybody wanted some of my dick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Some of your soft balls.
Sure.
Or some, what's, you know what, fifth base is?
No, please.
Your balls.
Yeah? Your balls. Just ball stuff.
Yeah, just ball stuff.
Just sticking your balls in her butt.
Yeah, maybe that too. Yeah. What is that called? Two Franks in a Tub?
Dogs in a Tub.
Two dogs.
Yeah. Yeah. She was also in a movie called Mayor Cupcake. So I just wrote Mayor Cupcake Farts.
Ooh, okay. So, Mayor?
Yeah.
Okay. May her cupcake farts be bounty and plentiful.
Yes.
Or something. Bountiful.
Skull.
I'm going to shoot. I'm going to fucking shoot.
Sorry, I talked too much during that.
Fine.
I apologize. Marina Baccarin. Okay. She was in both Deadpools, Deadpool 1 and 2.
Oh, yeah, she's married to Ryan from the OC.
Is she?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Interesting.
They're both in Gotham.
Are they?
Yeah.
I didn't see Gotham come up on their thing.
Yeah. Well,
not a fan?
No.
I only watched a little bit of the first season. It didn't grab me. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like what they. I just out of pictures. I didn't like what they did with the Joker.
Yeah, I think
and
she.
I don't
like
the kid's face.
Yeah, I think she's like a guest star, like a reoccurring character. I don't think she's one of the main.
She's not
ones.
Like Catwoman or something.
Yeah.
All right. She's got a cute ass smile.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, just a lot of fun in Deadpool. Super fun.
She's
like
hot.
Her as an actress a lot. She's in both Deadpools. Serenity. She's in Firefly, which is, you know, when you say she was in Firefly or Serenity, then of course she's in the other one.
Yeah,
she was in a show called V, and then she was in that movie.
Yeah.
Your favorite movie, Spy.
Why is that my favorite movie?
It's got your girl in it from Life
Jesus,
of the Party.
Fuck off.
Melissa McCarthy.
That's your girlfriend.
Is that it? Melissa McCarthy?
Yep. She was also in Homeland.
Was she?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
That show went downhill fast.
All right. Well, Marina Baccarin, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if we created a bed pool.
Oh.
Just a pool in a bed.
Yeah.
Of our own fuck juice.
Nice.
You know?
Fuck juice. It doesn't come in a jar.
Fuck juice. It
comes from fucking the guitar.
Oh, okay. Know. Hey. Wonderwall.
You know, I look up to make sure she was married to
Marina Baccarin. She wouldn't fuck me, not even if I had a really neat spread tool.
Oh, I like it.
Which is just like a sweet cock.
Like a stirrup.
Maybe those too. Yeah.
Yeah. Ben McKenzie. Yep. Yeah. She's married to fucking Ryan from the OC.
All right. Hey.
Good for her.
All righty. Who does he play in that? He's Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Marina Baccarin, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I shaved my pubes into a V. She wouldn't fuck me, not even if Serenity Now, Insanity Later.
Okay.
Either way, she wouldn't fuck me, even if there was Insanity Later.
Serenity Now, and her panties later.
Hey. Come harder just because. Perfect. I thought your finger went way over here, so when that played, I was like, holy shit.
I want to say that wasn't over here before. Did you move it?
I don't think I did.
Did you delete? Did you?
Oh, you know what? Anything? I probably. You know what? This is the new board. Yeah. We've been using it for a while, but that one used to be like way over here because the old board. I would move it where I needed it.
Yeah,
and I needed it for like one of my.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good addition.
Yeah,
it's a good
addition. Marina Baccarin. Let me get through these terrible, fucking, awful ones here.
Yeah, you got a lot.
Marina Baccarin. She wouldn't fuck me, not even if I had a fire fly. You know, like how the kids say, "That's fire." You know, if what was inside my fly was sweet hot fire,
cock.
We were talking about it earlier. Smoking pole.
My poles.
Smoking. Marina Baccarin, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if Spy versus Pie. Mm-hmm. And then I'm just like,
where my pie?
Where my cream pie?
I like it. I like it.
Marina Baccarin, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I spy. With my brown eye, something that is red. D to fuck me.
I like it.
Okay, that's all.
That was a lot.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. They're all shit.
That's fine.
That's because there was a bunch that were just awful.
Yeah, no, it's fun. You got it on a roll, man. No reason to stop. You know, this next one.
Tell me about it.
Just going to go ahead and say.
Tell me about it, Stud.
Yeah, you'll see.
Oh. All right, now I'm a little nervous and excited.
I don't know how to say her. I think her name is Tanya
Harding.
Raymond. But it's spelled, so the first name is T-A-N-I-A.
Mm-hmm.
Tanya?
I guess so, yeah.
And then Raymond is...
Tonya?
Yeah, and then Raymond is R-A-Y-M-O-D-E. So, I don't know.
Remode.
I don't know.
Do you say there was an N in there?
Yeah.
Oh, there is an
R A Y M O N D
E.
Yeah.
That's
Raymond.
Ramond.
Yeah, anyways.
Raymond. Just go Raymond.
I don't know. She was in a Texas Chainsaw 3D.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. So,
wait a minute. Is that fucking the girl from Malcolm in the Middle?
I don't know.
Okay.
It might be. Look it up.
I'll look it
up. But she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I gave her the old. Texas Painsaw in three with 3Ds.
Oh, no.
So yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't like saying that. And she wouldn't fuck me, not even if she was in the movie Still Waiting. Even if she was still like waiting to fuck me. Yeah.
Still waiting for Stuffman.
Yeah.
There you go.
I like that.
She was like the nerdy Krellboin in Krellboin, is that what they called him? In Malcolm in the Middle.
Nice.
I don't know. Sure.
She was like the main like nerd girl in Malcolm in the Middle.
Okay.
And then like I remember seeing her in that and being like, what?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Oh my goodness.
Oh, it's a megato.
Oh. He needs some milk.
Yeah, I bet you there's some more correct way of saying that name. Ramonde. Yeah.
Probably.
Something like that.
Tonyon. Ramonde.
Tonya Ramonde.
Texas Painsaw.
Texas Painsaw.
Yeah.
You don't like saying
Didn't feel good about that one. Well, I was like, I gotta write it down.
Hey, man. I gotta write it at least.
Sometimes you say things you don't agree with, but you know, you have to do it. It's part of the process.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you feel like
You bust like a nut.
Yeah.
And sometimes you All right. Olivia Cooke.
Oh, I know her.
Yeah, she's
I was talking about her last night.
Yeah. Well, she's in Thoroughbreds.
Yeah.
She's in Ready Player One. She's in Me and Earl and the Dying Girl.
Yep.
Ouija, Bates Motel. All of which I covered. Covered all of them. Got them all covered, you guys. So Olivia Cooke, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I was Heady Player 69.
Okay.
Real heady
with
it, you know?
Giving a lot of head.
Ate her out a ton
with
something that's located on my head. Or would you? Yeah, on my head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Olivia. Yeah, on my head.
Yeah, on my head. Olivia Cooke, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I was hung like a thoroughbred. That one's easy. Yeah. Olivia Cooke, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if it was me, my pearls, and the cream pie girl.
Okay.
I wasn't real proud of that one. Olivia Cooke, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I had a squeegee sword.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's like a Ouija board,
so
except that's how they call my penis.
You know what it sounds like, though?
Tell me.
It sounds like someone comes on her face, and then you run in with a hard cock and then wipe it off with your dick. Like, you squeegee your face off with your dick. You're like, excuse me, madam.
Bring in the kid with the squeegee sword.
Yeah, exactly.
Squeegee sword.
You're on the corner, and it's a red light, and you're trying to fucking clean her face off.
Oh, God damn it. I'm fucking awful at remembering shit.
What?
I'm trying to think of that police song.
The Dream Police.
No, or the
Red Light Crossing.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, I'm an idiot.
You don't have to turn on the red light.
You don't got to squeegee this come off.
Cute!
All right. Olivia Cooke, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if the Master Bates Motel had no vacancy. Which
like
meant
it.
She couldn't masturbate.
Mm-hmm.
Only she could only fuck to get her cocks off, rocks off.
And she was like, "I'd rather wait than fuck old squeegee sword over here." Is that what you said? Squeegee sword.
Squeegee sword. That's what I'm gonna call my penis for that. Yeah, I'd rather wait than fuck old squeegee sword over
here. How's his dick? Oh, my God. It's a fucking squeegee sword.
Real squeegee sword. Only thing it was good for was wiping the gross dank cum off my face.
If you think you're too wet, get old squeegee sword. He'll soak you right up.
Oh, he'll unwet you real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right, last one. Olivia Cooke, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I was really talented with my Mr. Hands.
Oh, nice. Thoroughbred horse.
Yep. You know what's funny? I'm glad you got that because I was just going, what did I mean by that?
Oh, yeah.
Thoroughbred. I'm an idiot. I really enjoyed that movie, actually.
Yeah, I gotta finish it.
I liked it. I thought she was amazing. I think
she's great.
If the character that they or the actress they would have picked for that role couldn't pull it off, that movie wouldn't have held up. But it was a really fun flick. I liked it.
I gotta finish it.
Yeah, it was good.
Olivia, cook that pussy.
Hey. Almost did that one. That was a shout out to the old host.
Mm-hmm.
Old host, shout out.
I will suck your dick. I will suck your fucking dick. I will do it.
I'll tell him. Yeah.
I'll tell him. All right, you guys. Well, here we go. Moving on before we move on and take a little break. We gotta
keep on. Oh, yeah. The joke of the gay.
We got to go through this. I actually
don't have one.
Don't think I have one.
All right.
We're pretty far in, too.
A couple. Yeah.
You got a couple?
Yeah, I'll just rattle them off while you're looking. Hold on. Okay. You ever heard of the term anchor baby?
No.
It's a thing where
the last baby born?
No.
I'm trying to go with the less haggard way of thinking of it.
Well, then you probably know what the joke is.
Okay.
But an anchor baby is like when immigrants will come to the U.S. and then have a baby, because then that baby will be a citizen.
So then
they're anchored to the country.
Oh, okay.
So they get to stay here if they have a baby on American soil.
I like that a lot more than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, well, that's probably my joke. So the joke is my brother was an anchor baby because my mother drowned him.
Oh, okay. I like that. So, yeah. That's where my head went.
Yeah, I probably won't do that one. But did you find one?
No, I had an idea for something where I wanted to talk about, like, I wonder at what pump I was ejaculated at.
Okay.
Like, what number? And if it means anything. If you were like, the 106th pump, yeah, and that's when your dad came, or if you were like the 8th pump, mm-hmm, like if that would matter. I thought that could be a kind of funny thing, but I wrote, I wonder what pump I was ejaculated at. Not stroke, but like what fuel pump.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
But and I was like, really though, I wonder if the type of person has any correlation with how long their father lasted before nutting.
Yeah. I wonder what clump I was pumped. Yeah.
I
mean, what
I hope you fart until your asshole falls off. I hope you come until your balls fall off. You leave him alone. He's my only kid. He's my only son.
I don't know.
Hercules. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Skeet, 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 skeet.
Yeah, I was trying to think of Squirt-Cales.
Yeah.
It doesn't really. I don't know.
Hercules. You're putting hurting for, I don't know. Yeah, anyways. It's stupid. Yeah. So it's not worth it.
I was going to read another bad one, but yeah, I'm just going to move on. All right. Hold on. It's just another idea, though. It's something about like, not this one. No, let's just move on.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. Oh, here's one. My wife and I recently had a baby, and then I just wrote...
Liar.
And then I just wrote, I don't know, something about cutting the cord and cutting your wrist.
Oh, nice.
So I'll come up with something.
I had to cut the cord.
For that.
It was a big decision. We got rid of our cable.
Oh, I like that.
Baby's still attached to my wife.
I like that.
That's that one's a nicer one.
I was trying to think of like...
Silly. I'm trying to do sillier stuff.
The doctor asked me to cut the cord, and I was too busy cutting my wrist.
Yeah.
Another mouth to feed. All right. Yeah. Whatever. It's I got to use the little girl's room.
Okay. Let's a commercial.
We're going to take a quick 30-second break with Casey's favorite commercials.
Now it's time for the Pizza Head Show.
Hey, everybody. Our team's playing a big game right now, but I'm really excited because afterwards we're all going to Pizza Hut. Yay!
Not so fast, Pizza Head. Coach Steve says you're in the game. Sure he is. And he wants you to stop this penalty kick by exchange student Hans.
Man, those legs are huge! You missed!
Watch that rebound!
He scores!
See you next time!
Oh, man. Those legs are huge.
Oh, this is okay! It's okay!
I still got a bunch of Pizza Head commercials left, bud. Not ready for it? No. Oh, that's the new one. That's that. Okay.
Nope. I'm not.
All right. Well, you guys.
Oh, yeah.
We got a brand new bit for you. Oh, what was that? We got a brand new bit for you here.
Yeah, dude.
That we have titled.
No.
Cabulary. You guys.
I like it.
It's so what we're going to do here is we're going to find terms or phrases. What's up?
I just forgot to do something.
You need a minute?
No, I'll figure it out. I got it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Man, someone was screaming outside too. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
All right. It's called
No
Cabulary. And what we're going to do is we find terms or phrases from Urban Dictionary, and we're going to tell them to each other. We're going to guess what the definition is, and then we're going to share them with each other and all of you. Is we're going to learn for the first time on this podcast.
Yeah.
It's a learning experience. And then after we each are going to read two, and then we're going to create a new one.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to submit it to Urban Dictionary. We're making new things here, you guys. For the next generation, for everybody, for our unborn kids that'll never be born.
Yeah.
But what do you think? You want to light this thing off?
So like you're going to say a term and then I'm going to say a term and you try to guess it, right?
Yeah, I'm going to try to guess the definition. Okay. Did you need a minute?
No.
Okay.
I got it, yeah. So I picked this one. I don't think it's good, but it's just something like I've never heard this before.
Uh-huh.
So you tell me what you think this means. It's a phrase.
Okay.
Four words. All pretty. It's all, okay, I'll just say it. It's all hat, no cattle.
All hat, no cattle. That,
so what do you think that phrase means?
I think it means it's somebody like a poser. It's like somebody who's, you're all hat, no cattle.
Yeah.
If you've got the cowboy hat,
mm-hmm,
but you don't have the farm.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty close.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. It's Description of a person that is all talk, no substance.
All talk, no walk.
Full of big talk, but lacking action. A person who cannot back up his or her words. A fake, a pretender. That guy is all hat, no cattle. Pay no attention to him.
All hashtag hat, no cattle.
Poser, hashtag fake, pretender, imposter, liar.
Okay.
Randy Klein.
Randy Klein. Okay.
He submitted it.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
I never heard
that term.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I never heard that either.
Yeah. I like it.
All hat, nice no cattle.
Yeah.
It's got to be an old one.
Yeah, it's definitely I feel like it's definitely a Southern saying.
I like it.
You know?
I like it though.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of which one to do here. I grabbed a ton because they're all pretty fun and some are pretty wacky.
I got one.
Do you? Bing dong a ding, oh. Sling slung a fling, ching chong a ching. I've heard that one on there.
Yeah.
I think I read that one on there. Yeah. Okay, I've got one here for you. And now this one has multiple definitions, so you have a chance of getting it right multiple ways.
Okay.
So it's a dump truck. So what does that mean? Dump truck. What does that stand for?
This is kind of funny.
Uh-huh.
So I was hosting at Grin's for someone for a weekend, and I remember the feature act was saying that he had a friend, and his friend would say dump truck when he was referring to a larger, unsightly woman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
She'd be like, she's a dump truck.
A dump truck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't know. I'm thinking of that Cisco song where he says she's got dumps like a truck.
Truck. Truck. Truck.
Yeah.
That's like what?
Well, but yeah.
Baby movie, but. Here's the beautiful. The beautiful thing about this is you're probably not going to be wrong.
Yeah.
With stuff like this. I'll tell you why. It's because I have a ton of definitions.
Okay.
So we're all going to learn
a
lot of different ways of using dump truck by the end of this.
Yeah. So just lay it on me because I don't think I can.
That's the guess?
I'll just go with.
Are you going with Cisco or are you going with
that's the
guy?
Because then cum dumpster comes up and then like dump truck and dumping rocks. It could be a drug thing too.
Okay, so the two things you were kind of saying is you were saying
a fat
just a
chick.
Very large woman,
yeah,
or a large ass.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with large ass.
Large ass,
because I mean, ass is in now.
Okay,
ass is in session.
That's what I wanted.
That fucking killed.
That's
me.
What I wanted to name this bit.
Yeah.
They got me. They got me. They got me. They got me. The clown got me. The clown got me.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do is I'm gonna read you what makes you correct. You were correct with the butt.
Okay.
A trending metaphorical term to describe a specific type of large, quote-unquote, booty.
Yep.
Dump truck refers to a booty that typically exceeds the measurement of 40.
Oh.
And an example of this used in a sentence 40. Is, damn, son, she didn't have a bubble butt. She had a dump truck.
Yeah, okay.
That was by K-Tray, August 14th, 2013.
Okay.
Now let me do some more. let me read you some more of the garbage I found in this dump truck.
All right.
First, most trending definition for dump truck is tucking the cock and balls between the legs and proceeding to ejaculate in the female's mouth while backing up and dropping a steamy load on her chest.
No one does
making
that.
Crazy beeping noises like a dump truck.
No one like that's the same as like a Blumpkin.
Beep.
Like, you have to have perfect timing.
Yeah.
You have to have perfect timing and control over all your orifices and anuses. Like, no, you don't. Like, you can't come and shit at the same time, I don't think.
I don't think you can.
I don't think you can.
I don't think you can either.
Yeah.
People talk about jerking off while they shit, though.
Yeah, I'm going to try it one of these times.
Try it out.
For science.
Try it out for science.
Yeah.
Here's the example. Beep, 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 said little Eugene as he dropped a killer deuce all over Molly and her twin sister. Now that's what I call a dump truck.
Molly and her twin sister. Wow.
And here's a similar definition. It's a while in the 69 position, the individual on top slowly sits up, much like the motion of a dump truck's bed, while making a beeping sound and proceeds to defecate on the face of his or her partner. He pulled the dump truck on her. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So those are the two sexual.
Yep.
Sexual things. I have no interest of trying ever.
No, nope.
Here's another definition. Is that? Oh, let me read who we had. The first one was written by Shady, S H.
Well, like shitty.
A D I E. Yeah, should have been. That was in 2006 is when that one came. Oh, so did this one. Jordan Martin talked about the other one. And then there's this one here. It's a dump truck is a female who has no respect and likes to be used for sex. Oof, this is rough. That whore is a dump truck. Fill her with a load and send her on the road. Holy shit.
Oh, boy.
That one was by Lishy Nishy in 2015.
Who would have
January
thought?
1st. Yeah. That was written on New Year's.
Wow.
What a new year and great year it must have been.
New year, new me.
Hey, new year,
dump
new
truck.
Me. And here's another one. I've got two more here.
Okay.
This one is it's a derogatory term for a criminal defense lawyer. Dump truck. Derogatory term for a criminal defense lawyer who accepts large numbers of clients with the intention of pleading them guilty as quickly as possible in order to make money on volume. That's interesting. I wanted to challenge the charge on constitutional grounds, but my lawyer's a dump truck and sold me out to the prosecution. No justice, no peace. That's who it was by. 2009. Last definition of dump truck, you guys, is here's a verb. The act of pushing someone's the act of pushing one's face in between a person's butt cheeks and rocking one's head side to side very rapidly while making a vigorous lip vibrating burr sound. I don't really understand that one.
Burr.
As much.
It's cold in here.
Yeah.
Him and her got it on.
And then noun is just the sound produced when performing a dump truck.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh.
Are these my headphones?
And that's the act of no, those are that's not headphones at all. Headphones is over here. Yep. Ooh. Boo boo. You're the first one.
Coming in hot.
So yeah, they said noun is just the sound it makes.
Okay.
So I guess. And then the example was, wouldn't you love to see Simon Cowell dump truck Sherry Cole?
No.
West Country Lad. Who,
I don't know who fucking Sherry Cole is.
Me
but
neither.
I mean,
Cheryl. Sorry,
that
Cheryl
sounds like
Cole.
That's an X Factor joke and not an American Idol joke. So.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll tell you what it is. All right. Wow. Dump truck.
Dump truck.
So versatile.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. That's why I was pretty excited about it.
This is another one. Not great, but like it was a thing. I was like, oh, this is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But a tire kicker.
Tire kicker.
Yeah. Could it be racist? That should be the...
it definitely could be.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to play the game, make this racist.
No.
that would not be a good one.
Not at all.
Tire kicker.
Tire kicker.
What
do you think?
First thought is to go to someone poor.
Okay.
But then like...
interesting.
It doesn't fill through fully. Tire kicker is... Man. I don't know. I'm thinking of somebody who like gives themselves Indian burns, though, too.
Oh,
I don't
interesting.
Really know what,
okay.
where my head's going. A tire kicker.
Yeah.
It's kind of like how you're kicking tires instead of actually like... beating someone up. That's what I was thinking with Indian burns, where you're like, I want to take my aggression out on this person, but instead I'm a tire kicker.
Where he punches the pillow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I don't remember that one.
Yeah. Interesting.
Tire kicker.
Want me to lay it on you?
Yeah. I guess I'm just going to go with someone who doesn't take their aggression out on the right people.
Yeah.
Or in the right scenario, I guess. Pillow puncher.
Yeah. That's not a bad guess. According to Urban Dictionary, Ethan, April 27th, 2004.
Uh-huh.
So it's outdated. He said, it's someone who is indecisive about purchasing a product or service and never feels satisfied with what they are offered. In the end, a tire kicker may or may not buy. The term comes from salespeople at car dealerships. Tire kickers would come around frequently, kick the tires. Kick the tires a few times on the car that they liked, but never made a solid purchasing decision on anything. So yeah.
Oh, okay.
I
took a different route when you were even saying that. I thought it was like a thing where you're just trying to get the price down. And you're kicking the tires, and you're like, oh, these are a little.
Yeah.
These seem a little flat, or these tires are. I don't know.
That tire kicker has come around every day of this last month and hasn't bought anything. So don't.
So it's like a window shopper.
Yeah.
Okay. Tire kicker.
Yeah.
Tire kicker. Yep. All right.
And here's the tire kicker.
Here's the tires.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought it was interesting.
Yeah, no, me too. I like that. Let me see. I got a couple here. I got another long one, or I could do a short one. I got some. I'll do this one. Sorry, I thought I had to.
Excuse me. Yeah, in your bra.
Okay, so Crispy Boy.
Ooh.
Crispy Boy.
Okay.
What does that refer to? Crispy Boy.
Well, I know at the end of Pete Holmes's podcast, he says keep it crispy.
Oh, like cool. Okay.
So I want to say crispy means like cool.
Okay.
But it could be also someone who just got roasted alive.
Oh, yeah.
Or they're
by
like
a dragon.
Yeah. Or they're like sunburnt. Crispy Boy. I want to say it's someone who stinks.
Stinks.
Yeah, they're not. They're,
going with
they're,
someone who stinks.
They don't look fresh.
Okay. Crispy.
Looking a little crispy.
You're looking a little crispy, boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm going with.
That.
I'm sticking to it.
Oh, my neck! My back! My neck and my back!
That Timothy's neck and back.
Yeah.
It's all crispy. Yeah, all crispy all the time. Yeah. All right, so there's a couple definitions here. You didn't get any of them.
Wow.
But
call the police.
First definition of Crispy Boy is an overly affectionate name used to describe a bottle of Bud Light.
Why?
By 2017 is when this came out. I don't know. Here's the example. Hey, Giselle, toss me a Crispy Boy before I start this rad game of cornhole. So that's a thing, apparently. Crispy Boy. This was written in 2017 by Flarp Banana.
Fart Banana?
Flarp.
Oh.
Flarp Banana.
I almost had respect for him.
Crispy Boy is an acne-riddled adolescent or preteen.
Okay.
So maybe stinky.
Sure.
They might be stinky as well, but crispy, like.
Yeah.
Crispy acne boy.
Yeah.
Yep. And then we've got
Oily.
Oily, too. Yeah. That's the opposite of crispy. It's what makes things crispy sometimes. There you go. Last one. Crispy boy. A crispy boy is a term used when someone, boy or girl, is offended, pissed, or even sad. Here's three examples you could use in a sentence. Kelly misses the catch. Oh, my God. Kelly is a crispy boy. She's so upset she missed the catch. No, I'm not going to read that one.
Yeah.
It's pretty racist. Three, your best friend moves away. You are now a crispy boy. You're sad. You're crispy. Yeah, I don't know. I don't get the sad part of it.
Yeah.
I could kind of see that with like anger, like, ooh, he's crispy. Like he's fired up.
Yeah.
He's a crispy boy. Like that kind of thing.
Don't touch me. You're going to pop.
Yeah. Crispy boy.
Yeah.
So that's it. Crispy boy and
I like the term, I don't like the definition.
Crispy boy and dump truck.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we should do for some future ones is write a new definition for some of the ones that we did that we don't agree with.
Rewrite this piece of shit.
I kinda like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could be like another take on it.
This one is fun. I like this one.
Wait. How many are we doing?
Well, I have two left.
Are we doing three each and then a new one?
Yeah, but I have like a story with one, so like it's really quick though.
Okay, that's fine.
But yeah,
I just want to. I have more to do.
Oh yeah, I was just gonna do this. Yeah, I have two left, and then the one I wrote.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not gonna do four.
Okay, that's fine.
Four new ones though.
Yeah.
I'll do another one that I found.
Yeah.
And then I'll do the new one I wrote. But you have an extra one because you have a story.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah,
yeah, all right. Yeah. Cool.
All right. So I like this one. It's burrito sleeve.
Burrito sleeve?
Yes. Burrito sleeve.
Hmm.
I love the definition. It's fucking great.
A burrito sleeve.
Yes.
I like to. I'd like. My head goes immediately sexual, but I also like the idea of someone who stores food in their sleeves. Like, I don't know. I don't know why that makes sense to me, but just
like a wizard.
No, I just mean that. So I don't know. I don't know where my head went. Just like where the sleeve is too far down, you're like holding like a bag of chips in there. Or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like middle school, and you're
sneak shit in.
Yeah.
Burrito sleeve.
Yeah.
Fuck, what am I guessing here? Give me another second here.
Okay.
We should play the Jeopardy theme for this.
Yeah.
burrito sleeve.
It sounds like you're like gonna spell it because you keep saying it over and over.
No, I know. Burrito. I'm just trying to. Yeah.
Can I get the?
Can I get the country of origin? Yeah. Yeah.
I like it.
If you used it in a sentence, would it give it away?
Because
that could be a thing for this too. Yeah. That would be kind of neat. All right, I won't do that then. Burrito sleeve. Yeah. It's not sexual because when I said that, you kind of perked up a little bit. Like, interesting, or maybe it is. Yeah. Burrito sleeve.
Missing Waldo, 2017 September.
Oh, it's new.
Yeah, September 27th.
Burrito sleeve.
Yeah.
B-U-R-R-I-T-O. Yeah, I don't know. You're gonna have to lay it on me.
One sec.
I'm not gonna guess anymore.
Burrito sleeve. What Steve Harvey calls a condom, as evident from what he said on Family Feud. Steve, we surveyed 100 people. What do you want your man to wear when you're feeling sexy? Contestant, a condom? Steve, burrito sleeve it is.
What?
Yeah, then the sentence.
The real thing that happened?
Yeah, then the sentence is, Miss Harvey, damn, Steve, put your damn burrito sleeve on. But yeah.
Man, he must have a big old fat boy.
Yeah.
No crispy boy for him. Mm-mm. Just a fucking meat.
Tinfoil.
Meat log. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Burrito
all right.
sleeve, yeah.
Frank and beans.
Frank. I like it, yeah.
All right, here.
Interesting. Definitely, like, I read that, and I was like, yeah, I would never guess that in forever.
This one's kind of neat. This one you're definitely not going to guess. Also, no, I don't know if I know that one. This one, I think most people would know, but I didn't realize it at first. So let's do it. I think you'll know this one. Okay. Do you know what a POG is?
Yeah, the little
PAWG.
Oh, POG. Pretty ass white girl.
Mm-mm.
No.
Nope.
Oh, then
close.
I don't know.
Very close. It's very
not,
very.
It's
close.
Not pretty ass white girl.
Mm-mm.
Fuck.
You got everything but the first word right.
Pretty ass white girl. I don't know.
Starts with PH.
Fat ass white girl.
There it
what?
Is. Yeah.
Oh.
I guess. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That's why when I saw it, I was
like,
oh,
it was pretty ass white girl.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't think I even knew. I had seen POG before online and shit, but I didn't ever know the.
Sites, yeah.
I didn't know the. The
fat
breakdown.
Ass white girl. Okay. Yeah.
So
that makes sense,
fat ass white girl. POG.
Yeah.
So hey, I got a slammer.
What?
Isn't that POGs?
Oh, yeah,
the slammer.
Yeah.
I was mixing POG and POG.
Okay,
POG and POG.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah.
I thought you were like, I got to put her in the slammer.
I might.
Him and her got it on. Woo-wee!
I don't know.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That one's. I mean, we're just
fat
trying to. We're also trying to educate you guys out there.
I feel like fat is not used anymore. That definitely came and go. Yeah, came and went. You know?
I don't think anyone's saying pretty ass white girl though.
Well, I mean, here I was.
I like it.
I was just more respectful.
You're a feminist.
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
Yeah.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was pretty ass white girl.
No, I like it. What's the beautiful
BBW?
BBW.
Big bodied woman.
Is that big bodied? I heard.
Well, I've heard other things too.
Okay. Big, beautiful woman.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot. It's that kind of thing where there's just a lot of.
Yep. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
There's a lot of things. Yeah.
Hey, well, you said you got one more and then we'll go to the ones we made up.
So I thought of this like as a joke, like back, like fucking like when I was like 20 and I told it once on stage and it like. Got like some laughs and shit.
Okay.
And then I told it like one other time and I was like, I don't think it's really funny. And then like I completely forgot about it. And then like I was like, oh, maybe I'll tell it again. But then I was like, I'm going to Google this because I feel like someone probably already did it. And then I found it on Urban Dictionary.
Oh, just recently?
No.
You found it then.
And so I
now
stopped doing it.
Point.
And then
okay.
I was like, and then when you're like, oh, let's do Urban Dictionary, like this is where I was like, that's where my head went. So I had a whole joke about, like how I wasn't good in bed because I couldn't find my, I couldn't make my girlfriend come. Like I was like, I guess you could call me illiterate.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. So
I think I heard you tell that once.
Yeah. I think I told it like
or told
two,
me
like
not
two
on...
or three times. Yeah. But yeah.
That's online. Illiterate.
Yep. By Mahoney 2, February 3rd, 2011.
Okay.
He might have fucking wrote it. After I did.
Did you look them all up on your phone?
Huh?
Because they have top definition, but then like apparently you can scroll down.
Oh,
this is a photo. Yeah, sorry, a that's why you grabbed for it. Sorry.
Yeah, that's
if you're on there, that's how I got so many definitions.
Oh.
I was looking through them, and then I realized there's a top definition, but then there's a ton more.
Oh, I thought those are comets.
No, you can. So I was like, fuck you can that. Scroll through, and you'll see the same title of it, gotcha. But people have like different definitions, which is kind of neat.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, like any wordplay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very, I almost want to like just coin terms on there right away, so if people Google shit.
Yeah.
Where they're like, yeah. I thought of a clitorate, and you're like, mm-hmm. Oh no, Mr. Toad Dong 86.
Yeah. I thought of this in 2012.
I thought of it first.
Yeah.
That's so stinky fart.
Me first, I thought it up.
Me yeah. first, I thought it up.
Wake up, sisters. There's no such thing as a weaker sex. Yeah.
So that was my last one.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have the one I wrote.
Do you want to do the one you wrote first, or you want me to go?
Sure. I didn't write a sentence, and that's why I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh, okay. Do you want a second?
No.
Okay. You can come up with it on the top of your head, right?
I
guess. Do you want me to go first? Or?
Yeah, you go first.
Okay.
I'm going to try it a little bit.
All right, you guys. So here's my new... It's a sex move.
Yeah.
It's a sex move. It's called the Dairy Seinfeld.
Okay.
Okay? It's when you're having sex with someone who has big ol' hooters. Hold on. This isn't changing.
He's the one that gets plastered and calls him a retard.
Yeah, this isn't changing much, but...
big hooters.
When you're having sex with someone who has big old titters, mm-hmm. you're about to come, so you pull out and jizz your nuts out all over them hooters,
mm-hmm.
and immediately afterwards you exclaim, "What's the deal with all this cum?" And that's it. That's
I like it.
That's the Dairy Seinfeld.
I like it.
You you ejaculate your nut milk onto her udders.
Udders, yeah.
And what's the deal with all this cum everywhere? Yeah. And that's it. And so then here's the here's how you would use it. Here's a real life scenario where it's like two girls talking. It's like, what happened on your date last night? And it's like, well, we were having a really great time. He brought me to this really strange but delicious soup place. Strange ordering process, but delicious. I watched him do observational stand-up comedy. It was so-so. Then we went back to his place, and things got a little weird. I don't know. People kept bursting in and out of his apartment. He was he clearly has an obsession with Superman. And when we were having sex, you're not going to believe this, Susan, he pulled out and gave me the old Dairy Seinfeld. Yeah, well, what's the problem? I thought you liked kinky sex. Well, I do, but unfortunately for him, I'm lactose intolerant.
You think when Kramer like breaks a girl's hymen, he comes in and like does a weird entrance every time?
Well, yeah, because he's coming. Yeah, he's like, oh,
Jerry, yeah. You got any food? Yeah,
that's what he asked right afterwards. He's like, you got any food?
Yeah.
Oh, I was really way too excited about the bass.
It's funny.
And I just wrote bass riff plays.
Nice.
I'm lactose intolerant.
Nice.
Oh, man. I really tickle my own fancy a little too often.
I liked it.
Dairy Seinfeld, you guys. Try it out.
We'll get some likes.
What's the deal with all this cum?
Yeah.
It's only going. It's never coming.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Where's it going? Down my chin.
Honored breath.
I'll see you later, dickhead.
On those hooters.
I like it. You already know this one, but because I said it yesterday.
Oh, okay.
But it's called Red Cum.
Red Cum.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You're watching The Shining, and you're feeling a little frisky. Your girl's on her period. You're like, I don't care. And you,
Why would you?
Yeah. You fucking get in there. And you start fingering, you make her come, you pull out your finger, and then you give her the old red come with the, you know, the finger doing the thing.
Yeah.
You look
Danny's
in the mirror.
Not here, yeah, Mrs. Dorrance.
Yeah. Red come. And then you write it on a door. Why not?
That's what has to be the ending.
Yeah.
Is that you say it.
Yeah.
Red come. And then you write it.
Yeah. Hey guys, just a heads up.
Yeah. You write it on the window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then for a sentence, I guess, you know, you're like, Well, I had a heavy flow. It was like a fucking elevator full of fucking blood. And then, you know, but we were feeling really horny. We saw these weird twins in the fucking hallway after we took a spin on his big wheel.
And you know what they say, all work and no play.
Big Jack's a dull boy. So we wandered into room 237 and he fucking fingered me till I red came. And then,
till I gave him the red cum.
Yeah, gave him the red cum. And Wendy, light of my life, I'm going to bash your brains in.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what that would be. Okay, so R-E-D, red cum. So it would just be Muckter.
Muckter.
Yeah, Muckter.
Muckter.
It'd be Muckter. Yeah. That's what it would be.
You what? I mucked her.
I mucked her.
You gave her the old mucked her.
She, more like she mucked me. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man, I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Red cum. Yeah. Red cum.
Yeah.
So wait, are you, Stacy, are you on your period? Yeah. Why do you ask? Well, that guy you fucked last night, I bumped into him in the kitchen. He was just sitting in the corner going, red cum, red cum.
Yeah. He's in a maze jerking off right now. I don't know what the fuck's going on. Did he overlook you on your period because you're in the Overlook Hotel?
Yeah,
I know, you're right. That was a stretch.
He bashed my brains in with his baseball bat. Yeah. Oh, man. Too dumb. Yeah. Too fun. Yeah. All full of cum.
Yep.
All right, you guys. Well, that was the new bit. It's the...
No.
Cabulary. Or ass is in session. One of the two.
I love the title, but man, is it just...
Doesn't make sense, really.
No. It's fucking... I just think, like, someone's going to get fucked. Like, that's all.
Ass is in session.
Ass is in session. And some girl just... Some Amazonian woman just sits on your face and calls
until you
a fag.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
It's definitely a weird porno.
Wow.
Ass is in session.
You dusty old queef.
I shouldn't have said the F word.
Oh, no, I like it. All right, you guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break. I hope you enjoyed that new segment. We're going to be right back with a little bit of the old smooshy smooch, kissy wissy.
Hello, Larry. Long time no see.
You know me?
Like a book, Larry. How about a Hebrew National hot dog?
Take credit cards?
I take credit for everything. This is some of my best work. Fresh kosher beef, perfectly seasoned, nothing artificial.
That's divine.
Thank you. Now take one over to your wife.
My wife? I wish.
Trust me on this, Larry.
Hebrew National. Better because we answer to a higher authority.
I have a hot dog and it's for you.
I have a hot dog and it's for you.
Fuck you, Larry.
I don't know what that was.
I like it. I have a hot dog. It's for you.
I have a hot dog. It's for you.
That's weird.
That's aggressive.
Yeah.
All right.
Speaking of aggressive.
You see my baseball?
yeah.
All right, you guys. We're at that point of the episode.
Oh, you know it.
Hey, and we blow it.
Yeah. Todd Glass blow it.
Yeah. Hey, sometimes.
Yeah.
Casey's new job.
Yep.
Starting
Monday.
We got Casey wrote some stuff down. I have just one thing that I want to say, mostly just because I thought it'd be funny.
Yeah.
I have an idea in my head, and I don't think it'd be real difficult for me to do, but I don't know. Red cum.
Red cum's good.
Because I think the screenshot of red rum, I could definitely do.
Okay.
That one could be fun and maybe easy for me, depending on what these other ones are. But I like red.
I'm not against
it. I like red cum a lot.
I got it.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't want to give away the...
Oh, no, it's fine, yeah.
I don't want to give away the... No, because they won't know.
No.
Okay, all right.
Red cum, and then I wrote down, yeah, on my head, and burrito sleeve, and squeegee sword.
Squeegee sword.
Yeah, so...
All right. I think it's between squeegee sword and red cum.
Yeah.
I think we'll go with that.
Okay.
Red cum, I think I like a lot.
I like red cum.
Because it can be...
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
I like red cum.
Let's do it.
I think
Squanch.
I'm gonna go with red cum.
I'm into it.
But I reserve the right to change my mind.
Red cum.
You guys.
Yeah.
You guys,
I'm into it.
Watch
your profanity.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed this podcast. I appreciate you guys listening. As always, I apologize for everything, and I would like to I don't know. Nothing. I'd like to smile every once in a while, you guys.
Wow.
I don't know. There's something that I was going to say instead, but I forgot.
Getting real sincere.
Forgot what
here.
It was. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for listening. My name is Jacob Allen Kuban. You can find me online at Jacob Allen Kuban on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever, all that shit. Go to Moist Junk or go to HouseSadness.com to listen to the podcast. You can start it in one window and do all the rest of your work and everything in the other. Unless you have iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher, you can listen to them on there. I think they're on some other shit too, because there's a lot of like pod grabber things out there that just grab from the iTunes feed and everything. Go on at House Sadness on Instagram. You'll get to and on Twitter and Facebook. Excuse me. Follow us. We're still offering free koozies and
free stuff,
discounted shit. Yeah. We have the discounted rate Fartcast at moistjunk.com. Check that out. Any of the House Sadness gear, any of the moist gear in general. It's not just. I can't think of the word. Set just for House Sadness gear. Yeah. Check that out. I got a couple ideas for some new House Sadness shit. There's always new moist shit going up every once in a while. And a brand new bandana on there. I'm pretty proud of. I'm excited about it. Got a new batch in. I'm waiting to send some of those suckers out. Got people ordering buttons one at a time.
Nice.
Which is pretty neat. But I had somebody order I am not Avery button. The Zodiac button.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that's not what it says on it. It says something else. Could you grab that top rack of buttons? Yeah. I think it's I'm not Avery. Right? That's what he had.
Yeah. I'm not Avery.
Yeah. I am not Avery.
Nice.
I thought that was neat. I almost just sent them the whole Zodiac pack. I might just take the single buttons off.
Yeah.
Because it seems silly to just send one button through the mail.
Do you have to pay extra? Or can you stamp
they just
it?
They just have to pay a buck for shipping.
Oh, okay. That's not
which
bad.
I don't make anything
off
of it at all.
Yeah,
kind of sucks, but it's cool that he ordered it. Go check it out. There's a ton of shit on there. I felt like I was going to say something else. Oh, yeah. If you rate and review the podcast, you guys, get on it. If you haven't done it already, do it. I'll send you a koozie, a free House Sadness koozie. All you got to do is give me your address or P.O. Box, whatever your shit is. And you'll get a free koozie. I'm paying for everything. I'm doing the work. I'll put some red cum on it.
Ooh.
And hey, we'll get nasty.
Yeah,
you
dude.
Guys.
Yeah.
And Casey, what do you got for these folks?
Just Casey_Stoddard, all lowercase. Leave me alone, please. Buy some stuff.
Yeah, check it out.
Tell some friends.
Or just rate and review. We don't need your money.
Yeah.
We just need your love.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm gay.
I know everybody here's been dying to get back to Rosemont Street. That road was made of flesh, and now it's dead, and now it's beat. The sun burnt past every rock across the street from that cracked lot. Detroit air just breaths away, and that sun died in a petrified way. Onto the driveway, table napkins blown away. Yards of spores are sailing on the toes of those dreams in flight to the north. Back and forth, our moments make us off-ramp islands or language tramps. Falls to silence to forget the TV set and images of stranger feelings rape our walls and wallpaper our ceiling. Oh, sighing again, and the hill is crying thanks a lot. Water towers are drunker than grandfathers. They're equally happy. All that's golden was once eternally unfolding. Now dust time. But I'm a burst in peace, a question increase, like a politician out east. I've seen swimming pools full of darkness on the brightest moonlit night. And I've seen their grounds, heard their sounds, in the ground lies just what I found. Basements are now all we got, decades, shades, and days that rot. And Lambert's blue over my head, flag at half mast, and no one is dead. Oh, I know that that's not true. We're so desperate, what else could we do? And I've seen beauty far upstate, a century all it takes. Turn a homestead to the ground. There is one thing that I found. I ain't seen these things in vain. I ain't seen these things in vain. I ain't seen these things in vain. Back to Rosemont Street, the roses shake, the sidewalk aches, and Detroit air is hissing at our feet.